President John Dramani Mahama has again stressed the need for African countries to increase trade and investments among themselves. He said currently, trade among African countries stands at 11%. President Mahama made the call when the Malian ambassador to Ghana designate Mrs. Kunanji Aisata Koulibaly and four other envoys presented their letters of credence to him at the Flagstaff House in Accra. Sethia reports.
The four other envoys are Rudiger John, Federal Republic of Germany, Very Reverend Monsignor Jean-Marie Speke, Holy See, Mrs. Lylan Ann Scott, Jamaica, and Hoang Ngoc Ho, Vietnam. President Mahama recounted the historical relations between Ghana and Mali. He said, Mali remains a strategic partner in ECOWAS and Ghana will continue to contribute to efforts to achieve a lasting peace for the country.
We are committed to doing everything possible to ensure that Mali's security and stability is guaranteed, because Mali is a very valued member of the ECOWAS. We want to see an increased level of trade between our countries. Often it is a shame when we say that the trade between African countries amount to only 11%. The bulk of our trade is with our external partners outside the continent, and so I hope that during your stay here, we can work together to increase the level of trade between Ghana and Mali, but of course in the whole of the ECOWAS sub-region.
Mrs. Aisata Koulibaly promised to work to deepen the Mali-Ghana relations. The German ambassador-designate, Rudiger John, said his country will continue to support the Kofi Annan International Peacekeeping Training Center at station in Accra. He hoped to work to increase the bilateral trade and investment relations between Ghana and Germany. President Mahama said Ghana takes her relations with Germany seriously because it is a strategic partner in development.
Let me particularly mention the work of the German Development Agency for the very good work they're doing, especially in the rural areas of Ghana. On the investment level, we have about 155 German businesses registered here in Ghana, and they are in varied sectors of the economy. The bilateral trade between us amounts to about some 600 million euro. The good thing is that it's been growing phenomenally. The year-on-year increase from 2012 to 2013 is almost 56%, and that's a significant jump in bilateral trade.
Ghana last year established a mission at the Vatican and posted James Babaku Mensah as a first ambassador. President Mahama praised the Catholic Church for partnering governments over the years to address the needs of Ghanaians.
One of the things the Catholic Church is recognized for is the fighting for human rights, upholding human rights and the dignity of people, and advocacy for good governance in order that a conducive environment is created for people to live in dignity. And it's not only on the international stage, but even here in Ghana, the Catholic bishops are a very strong voice when it comes to issues of good governance and defense of human rights, and their voice is very respected.
Very Reverend Monsignor Speke said he will work to expand the social programs of the church and also propagate the gospel. President Mahama stressed the need to revive the Ghana-Jamaica Permanent Joint Commission for Cooperation, which has not met since 2005. He said this will enable the two countries to exchange programs, especially in the area of athletics. Last year, the volume of bilateral trade between Ghana and Vietnam was $267 million. The two countries emphasized the need to increase it through the exchange of expertise and technology. Mr. Ho will be based in Abuja, South Asia, reporting for Radio Ghana.